open the word of God with you.
这是我们的荣幸啊，能够讲解神的话语。
Now before we begin our study tonight, we're going to look at the a survey of Christology or the study of the person of Christ.
我们今天的学习的内容呢，就是基督论的概览。
It's a very large study.
这是一个很大的话题。
And so I've broken it into two messages. This week we'll take an introduction to it, and then next week.
我们要花两周的时间来讲这个话题。
But before we do get into our study, rather, what I'd like to do is to continue our a look at what, a question that May had last week.
那我们开始前呢，先回到上个礼拜那个最后那个May姐妹提出的一个问题。
And I feel that we need to explain a little more concerning that subject.
因为 Eric 觉得他有必要在这个话题上再多讲一点。
It's the mystery of evil and the origin of sin.
那 May 的问题呢，就是这个邪恶是从哪里来的，就是这个罪的源头是什么。
But before we begin, let's just look to the Lord.That the Holy Spirit might make us teachable, and that He might instruct us tonight.
那我们讲之前呢，我们先仰望主，盼望圣灵今天使我们有一颗受教的心，他能够教导我们。
O God, our Father, how we thank you for the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们多么的感谢我们的救主耶稣基督。
The one who was so rich beyond compare that became poor so that we might be enriched by you.
因为他曾是无可比拟的富足，但是却为了我们成为了贫穷。
And Lord, as we look into the person of your Son, the Lord Jesus, help us, we pray, to get a vision of the beauty of this man who came into the world.
主啊，当今天我们来考察你的儿子的时候，求您帮助我们，让我们能够看到这位来到世上的您的儿子的美丽。
This man who came into the world to be the savior of all mankind.
这个人来到世上，成为全人类的救主。
So Father, we pray your Holy Spirit might make us teachable and teach us tonight.
主啊，盼望您的圣灵使我们今天能够受教，也请他教导我。
And we'd ask this tonight in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天晚上这样的祈求是奉主佩德的名。
Amen. Amen. So the mystery of evil, we talked a little bit about it last week, and I do appreciate questions. If you have any questions, then we're open to answering those questions as best we're able.
我特别的欢迎大家提出问题啊，只要大家有问题呢，我总是尽力的想要回答大家。那我们现在讨论一下。就是上礼拜的问题，就是这个邪恶的源头是和的奥秘是什么。
Now, what we know about any subject, whether it's studying evil or we think of the person of the Lord Jesus, the scriptures are the only guide to the truth.
不管我们讨论任何的话题，不管是讨论这个罪啊、邪恶啊，还是我们的主耶稣基督，那唯一的指导呢，唯一的这个答案呢，就是圣经。
And so, I'd like you to turn with me to a scripture found in Deuteronomy.
我们翻到《申命记》。
Chapter 32.
三十二章。
Deuteronomy 32.
申命记三十二章。
And verse 4.
第四节。
He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he.
申命记三十二章四节，他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
Now, the authorized version has perhaps a better translation of that. Now, read it.
哦，那个 KJV 的版本啊，它的这个用词呢，可能更准确。我给大家读一下。
He is the rock.
哦，他是磐石。
His work is perfect.
哦，他的作为完全。
For all his ways are judgment.
他所行的都是公平。
A God of truth.
他是真实的神。
And without iniquity.
没有过犯。
Just and right is he.
又公义又正直。
Now my New King James leaves out the word iniquity, but that is in the original.
那刚才读的这个新英王钦定版呢，他把这个无罪这个给省掉了，但是在原文里是有的。
Now notice what it says very plainly.
我们看这里他讲的非常的直白。
That he is without iniquity.
就是他是没有罪的。
Now I'd like you to turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 28.
好，我们再翻到以西结书的28章。
Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 15.
15节。
Here's describing Satan himself.
在这里呢，是描述撒旦本人了。
And it describes him as the one who was made perfect in the day that he was created.
那这里说呢，他受造之日呢，是完美的一个创造。
Verse 15 reads, You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you.
你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又查出不义。
Now the word in Deuteronomy says that in God there is no iniquity.
那我们刚才在生命记里读到，神是没有不义的。
But in Satan was found iniquity.
但是这里说在撒旦里面查出不义了。
Now, there we have directly the source of evil in the world.
那所以这我们就看到这个世界的罪恶的源头在哪里了。
There is a mystery in how it came about, but there is a description in scripture which I'd like you to follow with me.
当然这个撒旦他怎么生出不义的，这是一个奥秘，但是圣经里的确告诉我们这个不义是从撒旦里出来的。
God created the angels as he created man with a free will.
神造了天使和造人一样，他们都是有自由意志的受造物。
The ability to choose.
他们都有选择的能力。
And with that ability,There came the possibility of making the wrong choice.
那既然有选择的能力呢，就存在他做错误选择的可能性。
That is of making a choice, not God's will, but the creature's own will.
那这个错误的选择呢，就是不是按照神的旨意去选择，而是按照他自己的意思去选择。
So, but with free will, there comes responsibility.
但是伴随着自由意志而来的呢，就是责任。
That's, in other words, the creature that has been given this gift of free will is accountable to God.
也就是说呢，赋予了这种自由意志的受造物呢，它就要向神交账。
And therefore, the judgment comes, the angels will be judged as man will be judged who have been given this free will.
那因此呢，这个天使和人一样，因为他们都赋予了自由意志，所以对天使也要有审判。
Now the animals, they never were given free will, and we don't read in the scriptures of them being judged.
那动物呢是没有赋予他们自由意志的，所以我们在圣经里从来没有读到说动物要接受审判。
Now, look at verse 17.
好，我们看以西结书二十八章十七节。
How did this corruption take place? How did this iniquity form in the heart of this creature?
我们看这个他的这种不义啊是怎么形成的。
It says your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, or better, splendor.
你因美丽心中高傲。
This.Mighty angel that was created, higher than all the other angels, with a splendor unmatched by any, viewed its own splendor.
那这个撒旦呢，他是被造呢，是高过其他的天使的， 他是最高等级的天使，他但是神造他的这种超出别人的这种荣美呢，他把他当成了自己的。
And it would seem comparing his splendor with all the other created beings, pride entered into his heart.
当他把自己和其他的天使比较的时候呢，他这种优越性啊，就变成了他，就让他的心里升起了骄傲。
The next sentence says, you corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor.
然后下一句话说呢，又因荣光败坏智慧。
There's that word corrupted there.
这里败坏这个词注意。
It implies an act of will by the creature.
那这个败坏呢，就是隐含的意思呢，就是这个受造物他自己的意愿。
And that act of will, corrupting the wisdom that God gave him to begin with, now it was corrupted and it withered, or just like something rotting. It was a subtraction from the wisdom that God gave him.
那他按照自己的意志去行动了以后呢，他的这个神赐给他原来这个智慧啊，就萎缩了，就像一个东西慢慢的腐烂坏掉了一样。所以这里说败坏智慧。
Now Satan is called the father of lies.
那撒旦呢，又被称为说谎人的父。
And the first lie that he told was to himself.
那他说的第一个谎言呢，就是对他自己说的。
And he was deceived himself.
他欺骗了自己。
So sin had its origin within the creature itself.
所以罪呢，是在受造物自己里头出来的。
And of course, sin and all evil had its birth in the heart of Satan.
所以所有的罪，所有的邪恶呢，都是从撒旦的心里出，最初从撒旦的心里出来的。
So in his pride, his heart was lifted up.And he wanted to be like the Most High God, we find in Isaiah chapter 14.
在以赛亚书14章里面，我们读到他因为骄傲啊，就高抬自己，他想要和神是平等的。
Now one more verse, and that found in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
好，我们再查考一句呢新约的这个经文了，就是哥林多后书的11章。
And we will read verse 2.
第二节
Paul writing to the Corinthians, who were proud people. They thought they were better than they really were.
那哥林多后书呢，是保罗写给哥林多教会的人呢，他们都是很骄傲的人，他们把自己啊，看得比自己本来的样子更加的好，看自己太好了。
They were seeking the wisdom not of God but of man.
他们在寻求人的智慧，而不是神的智慧。
And that wisdom ultimately of the devil himself.
那撒旦他这个最初的源头就是从撒旦这里来的。
In verse 2 he reads, "For I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear."Lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
我们读二节和三节啊，我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡计。诱惑了夏娃一样。
And just as Satan corrupted his wisdom, so his thinking became twisted.
正因为撒旦他败坏了神给他的智慧啊，所以他的思想呢是扭曲的。
So he used that same technique to try. Well, he did. He succeeded in deceiving Eve and corrupted her mind.
所以他也用同样的这个伎俩呢，而且他做成功了，他成功的欺骗了，诱惑了这个夏王夏娃。
The Hebrew word and in the Old Testament and the Greek word in the New Testament mean almost exactly the same thing. There was a corruption.
那这里的败坏这个词呢，在旧约的希伯来文里和新约的希腊文里面都是一个词。
And so that Paul was very, very concerned about these Corinthians. that they too might fall.
所以保罗非常担心哥林多教会的人呢也会像夏娃一样堕落。
And they'd fall from the simplicity that is in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是失去那纯一的心啊，这个纯一的心呢，就是在主耶稣基督里面的。
Now this Greek word simplicity, we tend to think that it's a narrow word in English, but actually in the Greek, it means liberality. It means plainness, but wide, and a wide type of wisdom.
那这里面这个纯一清洁、啊、这个词呢，那我们可能认为它是一个表示它是是天真的，是纯洁自然的这样词，但实际上在希腊语里面呢，它是自由的一个词，就是它会展开在你面前一个广阔的空的世界这样的一个词。
Satan's wisdom was corrupted and it shrank, just like an apple when it goes rotten and shrinks down to nothing.
那撒旦他的这个智慧呢，就是萎缩的，是就像一个苹果，它烂了以后呢，它会越缩 越小一样的。
So there's a little warning there for each of us, I think, to remember that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Our understanding goes wide as we look at the beauties of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we're going to turn to now.
所以这也是给我们的一个警告啊，就是所有的真理和智慧啊，都是藏在耶稣基督里的。我们只要去看他，我们的理解啊，我们的悟性就会越来越大，越来越广阔。
So just to underline what we've been saying, the origin of evil, as mysterious as it is, found its beginning in the heart.Of Satan himself, iniquity was found in him.
所以我们再总结一下，虽然这个邪恶的起源啊是个奥秘，但是我们也同时知道呢，它就是从撒旦这个受造物里面出来的，源头在他那里。
Now let's turn to our lesson number two in our books.
好，我们现在来开始我们第二课的学习。那前面有那个。复印件大家可以拿。
And Daniel has given us a shared screen. There's the Chinese is on the screen, and I think there's also some printed copies here.
好，我们那个在大屏幕上分享了就是这个课件的中文版的翻译。
Tonight we're going to just take half of this study because it's a large study, and we don't want to rush it.
那这个课的内容很多啊，所以我们把它分成两节，因为我们不想学得太快太匆忙。
We're going to look at the topic of Christology. I don't know if you have that word in Chinese or not.
我们先解释一下这个词啊，就是今天我们要学习基督论。那 Christ 就是基督，大家都知道。什么 Lology 呢？就是什么的 study 的意思，就是基督，关于基督的学问就是基督论。
That's an academic term.
这听上去有点学术哈，这个词。
We're putting it simply, we're going to look at the person of Christ.
我们换句简单的话说，就是我们来看一下主耶稣基督这个人。
Now let's just look at that opening paragraph there, which I'm going to read because it's a beautiful paragraph.And I can't improve upon it or add to it.
那我们现在来读一下他开篇的第一段，因为这一段写的太美了。Eric 说他不想在上面加些什么。
He walked among men, and his was the greatest life ever lived.
他活在人中间，他的生命极其伟大。
His spotless character.Unflawed from any standpoint, brought tribute even from his enemies.
前无古人，后无来者，他的性情绝无缺点，从任何观点看也无瑕疵，即使是他的敌人也要赞扬他。
His life was unique. No imperfect man could have invented him.
他的生命是独特的，任何不完全的人呢，是不可能造出这个人来的。
All the novelists in the world and they're with their imaginations.Have never come up with a man like that.
就任何这个世界上的这个小说家啊，他穷极他所有的想象，他也不可能想出有这么一个完美的人。
And the skeptics No skeptic can, in a reasonable way, explain him.
然后对怀疑论者呢，他们没有办法合理的来解释这个人。
More has been written about him than any other one in history. Yet,
在历史上有关他的这个书籍啊，记载啊，是汗牛充栋。
And more songs have been written about him.
那关于跟他有关的歌啊，写的就更多了。
More music has been composed about him.
与他有关的这个音乐啊，被创作出来的音乐也很多。
And he's been the subject of the greatest artists that have ever lived.
那他是最伟大的这个艺术家的所使用的最主要的主题。
Yet he wrote nothing that we have on record.
他没有写下只言片语啊，让我们能够今天能查到有记载的。
Except he wrote on the ground one day.
除了有一天他在地上用手指写字。
And he continues to write his message on the hearts of millions.
那同时呢，他也在成千上万的人的心里写下东西。
He had a greater impact on history than any other person.
那他对历史的这个影响啊，是超乎任何人的。
Time is divided between B.C. and A.D. That is before Christ and A.D., which means Anno Domini.
所以我们把时间呢，以它为分界线，划为公元前和公元后。
Anno Domini is Latin for the year of our Lord.
那这个公元后就是这个 Anno Domini 这个词呢，就是拉丁文里的就是基督的年份这个意思。
He didn't take any part in politics. He commanded no earthly army.
那他没有就是统治过军队呀、啊，他也怎么说？他没有参与过政治。
And he became the most controversial man in history.
他是历史上最有争议的一个人物。
He was bitterly opposed, persecuted, and he was violently slain.
他被人呢满怀苦毒的去逼迫，就去抵挡，去逼迫，然后最后呢是被残忍的杀害。
And that, even though he preached non-violence and he forbade retaliation or vengeance or the sword.
那即使这样呢，他依然所传讲的呢是叫什么无暴力主义，他也禁止反报复，反抗和这个使用暴力。
And when tried before Caesar's court in the person of Pilate, he could say, "My kingdom is not of this world."
那他在罗马总督比拉多的这个法庭上啊，被审判的时候呢，他说：“我的国不在这个世界上。”
His chief credential was his moral superiority.
那他最主要的这个资质证明啊，证明他是基督的证明啊，就是他在道德上的超然性。
He could challenge the men, the religious men of the day, and said, "Which one of you convinces me of sin?"
那他挑战那个时候的宗教领袖啊，说有谁能够指认我的罪呢？
They had to bring false witnesses in order to put him to charge him with.Blasphemy.
那他们只能去找那个假见证人啊，才能指证他说犯了亵渎的罪。
And the wide span of all he was and is and has done stretches from eternity past, or his earthly life, right to infinity, eternity.
他的过去、他现在以及他所做的整个的这个范畴啊，是从无穷的过去到他在世的生命，再到这个永恒的将来，这个跨度是覆盖了所有的。
So who was this man?
那这个人到底是谁呢？
He had many, many names.
他有很多的名字。
His first name is Jesus.
他的第一个名字就是耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 1:21, we read there the angel Gabriel
在马太福音的一章的二十一节啊，我们在这里读到，就是天使加百列
，came to the angel Gabriel came to a man in Galilee in the Nazareth named Joseph。
那天使加百列来到这个加利利这个区域的一个小城拿撒勒这里，找到一个人叫约瑟。
And the angel told Joseph that his bride to be would be with child, and he was to name that child Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins.
那他告诉约瑟啊，他的未婚妻啊要怀孕生一个儿子，他告诉约瑟要给这个儿子起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And so that name Jesus means Jehovah the Savior.
那耶稣这个名字的意思就是耶和华是拯救者。
And he was the divine Savior.
他的确是神圣的救主。
That's the purpose in which he came into the world, or one of the purposes was to be the Savior of the world.
那他来到世上的目的之一呢，就是成为世人的救主。
And when he was born in Luke chapter 2,
我们看路加福音的二章，当他出生的时候，
there was an announcement.
有一个宣告。
By the angels from heaven. Heaven opened up, and there was an announcement of the angel from heaven.
那时候天开了，天上的天使呢，给地上的人一个宣告。
And the angel said in verse 10, Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
我们读十节和十一节，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
He's also known as Christ.
那他也被称为基督。
The Christ meaning the anointed one.
那基督呢，就是受膏者的意思。
The Messiah.
就是弥赛亚。
That word has its root in the Old Testament where there would come a coming deliverer that would come to Israel and deliver the children of Israel.
那弥赛亚这个词呢是可以追溯到旧约里的，它是指那个将要来的那个救赎者，就要把以色列呢从以色列国从他们的这个受压制中救出来。
It would be also,It wasn't an anointing of man. It was the God's anointing himself.
那他的不是被膏抹的一个人，而是神自己膏抹自己。
Usually kings, they are anointed to come into their throne. Kings are anointed by a priest or by some authority. A king in Israel is anointed as.
前面讲说他不是说人自己高抹自己，而是神来高抹的。比如说一个王呢是要用祭司来高抹他的。
But this one who would be called the Christ, the Messiah, was the one that would be anointed of God.
所以耶稣呢被称为基督，或者说受膏者，就是神被神高抹的那一位。
And that anointing was by the anointing of the Holy Spirit at his baptism.
那这个膏抹他这个过程呢，就是发生在他受洗的时候，圣灵给他的膏抹。
He's also known as Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ.
同时呢，我们也称他为主，他的主，我们称他为主耶稣基督。
And the Lord, meaning, of course, the superior one, the supreme one.
那主呢，就是至高的那一位，超越的那一位。
The sovereignty of the Lord, of the Son is mentioned there in the word Lord.
就是掌权的那个儿子。
So that's his grand and full title, the Lord Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus the Lord.
所以他的全称呢是主耶稣基督，或者说基督耶稣我们的主。
Now, but he How did he refer to himself?
那他怎么称呼自己呢？
Most often, he referred to himself as the Son of Man.
那经常呢，他称自己为人子。
Look at Luke chapter 19, verse 20.
我们看路加的十九章的二十节。
Luke 10, verse 10.
哦，不是二十节，是十节。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来为要拯寻找拯救失丧的人。
Adam, the reason he's called the Son of Man is because of his humanity.
那亚当被他被称为人子的是因为他的人性。
Adam was the first man, but he lost his estate.
那亚当呢，他是人，是因为他的人性，他是第一个人，但他失去了自己的地位。
And Jesus, the deliverer, the savior, has come as the Son of Man to restore all that Adam lost.
那耶稣呢，他来成为这个末后的亚当，是为了把亚当失去的东西全部再找回来。
And as the Son of Man, He becomes the heir of all things.
那他作为人子呢，他能成为一切事的产业的继承者。
And all those who believe in him become joint heirs with him. We share in that inheritance which he regained.
那所有相信他的人呢，都和他一起呢成为产业的继承者，我们一起分享他的产业。
So we regain that through adoption as sons.By faith in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们因着相信耶稣基督呢，就被神接纳为儿子，收为这个领养为儿子，来跟他一起分享这个产业。
He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Which his enemies, they understood it to be a declaration of his deity.
那他的敌人呢是明白，当他说自己是神的儿子的时候呢，是宣告他的神性。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音的十章。
John chapter 10 and verse 33.
三十三节。
Verse 31 or verse 32.
你读三十二节。
He says, verse 30.
读三十节。
The Lord Jesus declared to them, I and my Father are one.
在这里主耶稣基督宣告说，我与父原为一。
Now the scribes, the lawyers, they knew the scriptures.
那些律法师啊和文士啊，他们是懂圣经的。
And for anyone to declare that God was his own father,They took that to mean that he was the Son of God himself, God himself.
他们知道若有一个人呢，声称自己他是和父同等的话呢，他称为自己是神的儿子的话，神自己的儿子的时候呢，实际上他就是把自己放在和神同等的位置上了，他自己就是神了。
So then the Jews, when he said, I and my father are one,that was a declaration. If he had said, our Father, because they believed in the fatherhood of God, they believed that God was their father, but not the individual.
那犹太人呢也会称天上的神为我们的父，他不会说称为我的父，不会把这个父呢是和个人联系起来的，是和他们整个以色列民族联系起来的。
When he said, "My father and I are one," they took that to mean that he was saying he was the Son of God.
当主耶稣在这里说我与父原为一的话，那犹太这些文士和法利赛人他们的理解呢，就是他把自己等同于神了，他称自己为神的儿子。
And their response was, verse 31, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him.
那他们的这个犹太人的反应是什么呢？就是三十一节，犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。
And Jesus answered them, Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?
32节，耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？
Then the Jews answered, saying, For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God.
33节，犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说健忘的话，又为你是个人，反将自己当作神。
Now, you'll sometimes, maybe you've heard the argument that people say,that he never called himself the Son of God.
你有时候可能听到有人争辩说耶稣从来没在圣经里说过他是神的儿子。
The Jew who knew the scriptures better than the skeptics, they knew that he was saying he was the Son of God.
犹太人比这些怀疑论者更懂圣经，他们知道耶稣说的意思就是我是神的儿子。
And then in verse 36, he says, Do you say of him who the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God?
36节，父所分别为圣又差到世间来的，他自称是神的儿子，你们还向他说，你说健忘的话吗？
So there's a very plain statement that he's making there that he is the very Son of God.
所以他在这里说的非常清楚明白了，他就称自己是神的儿子。
No, he came with all the works of the Father.
那他来的是带着所有从父来的这些作为来的。
No one could do those miracles.
没有人能够行他这样的神迹。
Except God be with him.
除非神和他在一起。
So they should have believed him even just for the works themselves.
其实仅仅凭他所做的这些事，他们就应该相信他。
Now he's also called the Word of God.
那同时呢，他也被称为神之道。
The Word or the very expression of the God of God.
或者说神他自己的表达，把神表达出来的那一位。
If God could express himself in such a way that everyone would understand who he was, he expressed himself in the person of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
那如果要神呢，用一种方式把他自己表达出来，让所有的人都明白他是怎么样一个神呢？这个方式就是通过耶稣基督这个人，通过他来表达出来的。
And we,read in the scripture that the word was made flesh.
所以我们在圣经里面读过这样的词，就是道成了肉身。
God revealed his will in the Ten Commandments.
那神在通过十诫呢，把他的旨意显明出来。
He revealed much of him through the prophets.
那他也通过先知把他的很多意思表达出来。
But in these last days,He revealed himself through a person, a man.
但在这末世啊，他通过他的儿子耶稣基督这个人，把他自己表达了出来。
The Son of God.
就是神的儿子。
He was known as the Lamb of God. Is another name for him.
那他还有一个名字呢，就是神的羔羊。
John the Baptist, when he saw him walking, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world."
当施洗约翰看见耶稣基督走过来的时候呢，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
As the Lamb of God, He is the ultimate and last and perfect sacrifice.
他作为神的羔羊，他是那个终极的、永远的、最终的这个献祭的祭物。
Countless Sacrifices were made on altars down through the centuries, but they did not take away sin.
在过去的无数个世纪里面数不清的这个祭物，这动物被献在祭坛上，但是他们都不能除去罪。
But the sacrifice of the Lamb of God has removed sin forever for all those who trust in that redeeming blood.
但是神的羔羊的这个献祭啊，他永远的除去了一切相信他的人的罪。
We can only touch on some of the more important names of the Lord Jesus.
我们还可以提一些其他的他一些重要的名字。
There's a couple more here that we'd like to look at, though.
我们还有几个名字想要看一下。
In Revelation chapter 22.
看启示录的二十二章。
In the last chapter of our Bibles.
就是我们圣经的最后一章。
We read in verse 13.
十三节。
It's as though he adds his name at the end of the book that God wrote.
那他在神写的这卷书的末尾啊，就圣经的末尾啊，他又加了一些他自己的名字。
And he says this, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
他说我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet, and Omega is the last word in the Greek alphabet.
Alpha 呢是希腊字母的第一个， Omega 是希腊字母的最后一个。
In other words, the whole of the Revelation is summed up in him.
或者换句话说呢，所有的启示啊都是归结在他自己这里。
The beginning and the end, the first and the last.
它是首先的，也是末后的，是初，也是终。
All of history is bound up, is enveloped in the person of the Lord Jesus.
那所有的历史呢，都是浓缩在耶稣基督，都蕴含在他的里面了。
What was the purpose of creation?
那创造的目的是什么呢？
There was a beginning, and there's going to be an end.
那创造有始，也会有一个终的。
And the purpose of it is that God Almighty, who created everything, is going to reveal this one, the Alpha and Omega, in time, so that creatures like us with free wills may receive him and be able to learn about him and glorify him forever.
那创造的目的呢，就是在时间里把这位是始又是终的这一位呈现出来，启示出来，让我们这些有自由意志的受造物能够接受它，荣耀它。
Now turn to John chapter 8.
我们翻到约翰福音的八章。
John chapter 8 and verse 58.
五十八节。
Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Now that God revealed himself as the I am to Moses in the burning bush.
那在旧约的时候呢，神向摩西显现的时候呢，称自己为自有永有的。
So now when you say,How could anyone say, I am? You wait until there's a qualifier. I am Eric, for example.
就是我们说自己是什么，总是要最后加一个什么，比如说我是 Eric.
So if someone says, introduces themselves and says to you, you introduce yourself to them, and they introduce themselves to you as they say, I am. Well, what you do is you wait for them to tell you who they are.
那比如说我们互相介绍的时候呢，你告诉他你是谁，他告诉你他是谁的时候，他说我是，那你会等着他说你是什么呀？你等着后面他继续往下说。
Because we're limited in our existence, we're limited in time,We're limited in space. We're limited in knowledge. We're limited in so many different ways. We have to give a name that qualifies us in our little shrunken realm.
因为我们是有限的，我们的存在有限，我们也是在有限的时空里的，我们方方面面都是受局限的，所以我们说自己的时候呢，是把自己局限在一个一个 一个位置里面的，所以我们只能把自己说成我是什么什么。
Only God could say I am.
那只有神能说我是自有拥有的。
No beginning, no end.
没有始，也没有终。
Everything is in Him.
他是全部都在他里面。
He was before all things.
他是在万有以先的。
And in him, everything consists.
是在他里面一切才能够存在。
So, he's the I am.
所以他是自有拥有的。
Now, when the Jews heard that, they said, they didn't quite understand. They understood what he was saying there because God had said that to that, God had used the same words to Moses in the burning bush, Jehovah.
那当耶稣说我是我 I am 的时候呢，这些犹太人他们是明白的，因为他们在旧约里面知道神在这个燃烧的荆棘里面向摩西称他自己的时候，就是说 I am， 我是自有拥有的。
They recognized what he was saying, that he was God himself.
那他们也认出了主耶稣这样称呼他自己是 I am， 其实就是说他自己就是神。
And they began to pick up stones to stone him, to kill him.
然后呢，他们就要捡起石头来，要把他打死。
But he passed by them and hid himself from them.
然后主耶稣就从他们中间走过去了，把他自己从他们面前隐藏了。
It wasn't his time yet.
因为他的时候还没有到。
So we read too that in the Gospel of John, there's some interesting sevens in the Gospel.
那我们还读到在约翰福音里面呢，有提到七个主耶稣说我是什么什么的。
There's seven miracles in the Gospel of John.
不是有很多个七个，有七个约翰福音记载了七个神迹。
And there's seven identifiers of the person of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里还有七个主耶稣基督是谁的见证人。
He said, "I am the bread of life."
不是见证，是他说他自己是什么，他的称呼自己。他说我是what the first one is?
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
And I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I am the true way, the truth, and the life.
我是真理、道路、生命。
So on. There's seven there. You might look for them.In the Gospel of John.
所以约翰福音讲到了七个他自己的身份，大家可以自己去查考。
So if those are some of the names, and there are many other names that we could give to the Lord Jesus.
所以这七个他自己说他自己的身份呢，也都是他的名字。我们还有很多在圣经可以找到主耶稣基督的名字。
But those are some of the main names.
那我们上面提到的这些呢，是他的主要的名字。
Now,He didn't just appear suddenly in the New Testament, but he was prophesied, and he made appearances in the Old Testament.
那他不是突然就在新约里面出现的，那他在旧约里面呢也显现过，同时呢也有关于他的预言。
Now in Luke chapter 24,
我们看路加福音的24章。
Verse 27. The Lord Jesus walked alongside two that were coming home after the crucifixion.
那主耶稣基督这时候呢，正在与两个在主耶稣被钉十字架以后啊，从耶路撒冷走回自己村庄的这两个人并肩同行。
They thought all was lost.
他们觉得一切都失去了。
Their Messiah, their King, was dead.
他们的弥赛亚，他们的王已经死了。
And he'd been buried.
而且他被埋葬了。
And now they are walking back and trying to pick up the pieces.
那他们现在要走回家，又重拾旧业了。
Their hopes were in a living Messiah.
他们的盼望是在一个活的弥赛亚里面的。
But it was Resurrection Day, and the Lord had risen that morning.
但是就在那一天呢，就是主耶稣基督复活的日子。
His kingdom would be a kingdom not of this world, but it would be the kingdom born in the hearts of those who believe.
那他的国度呢，不在这个世界上，但他的国度呢，是存在于所有相信他的人的心里的。
But they didn't understand that yet, and they were sad, they were broken-hearted.
但是那个时候他们还不明白，他们很忧伤，他们伤心欲绝。
And they're walking back home.
他们慢慢的在走回家。
And a man comes alongside of them.
那这时候有一个人呢，和他们一起同行。
And he begins to talk to them.
然后这个人呢，就开始跟他们两个说话。
And they invite him into their house.
然后他们就邀请这个人呢，到他们家里去。
And while they were walking along, we read in verse 27.
当他们一起走路的时候呢，我们在二十七节里读到。
Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
They didn't know who this rabbi was.
他们不知道这个拉比是谁。
But my, he knew the scriptures.
哦，但是他们知道这个拉比可是真懂圣经啊。
And their hearts began to burn within them.
然后他们的心里就开始火热起来。
But their eyes were still closed. They didn't recognize him.
但是他们的眼睛那时候还是闭的，他们还是没认出他来。
So they invite him in to their house.
所以他们邀请他们，邀请耶稣进他的家里去。
And they're sitting down for a meal.
然后他一起坐下来吃饭。
And as they break the bread,
当他当主耶稣掰开饼的时候
，They must have seen the nail prints in his hands.
他们可能看到了他手上的钉痕。
And their eyes were open.
那他们的眼睛就开了。
And they recognized it was their Lord.
他们就认出这是他们的主啊。
Risen from the dead.
已经从死里复活了。
What hopes in an earthly kingdom compared to a heavenly kingdom?
所以这地上的国度和天上的国度比起来，那还算什么盼望呢？天上的国度是更大的盼望。
Then he vanishes right out of their sight.
哦，然后这时候主就立刻在他们的眼前消失了。
Then in verse 44.
然后我们看44节。
He says, he opens the scriptures to the disciples that are gathered there in that upper room a little later on.
那这是过了一会儿呢，主耶稣在跟在这个马可楼上聚集的门徒在说话。
These are the, then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
我们读44和45节，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Now we'll do a brief survey of those Old Testament scriptures. I can't preach like the great preacher himself by any means.
虽然我不能像主耶稣这个最伟大的讲道人一样把这些都讲给大家听，但是我们可以快速的去看一下这个旧约里面关于主耶稣基督的这些预言和话。
He was the theme and the fulfillment of all scripture.
那他是这个所有圣经全本圣经的主题和应验。
He fulfilled hundreds of prophecies.
他应验了几百个预言。
Some have counted them up. There are more than 300 or 400 prophecies in the Old Testament concerning the Lord Jesus that he fulfilled in his life, death, and resurrection.
那有的人数过啊，就是主耶稣基督的生、死和复活啊，应验了旧约有300-400个预言之多。
For example,Micah chapter 5 and verse 2.
那举个例子，比如说弥迦书的五章二节。
If you have your Bible,
如果大家手上有圣经的话
，If you can find Micah,
大家能不能找到弥迦书
5 and 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah.Though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be the ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting.
伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
Now plainly, that's where the place of his birth was, in Bethlehem.
所以这非常清楚地指出，他的出生地就是在伯利恒。
And also the manner of his birth, in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14.
那关于他出生的方式呢，也预言了，就是在以赛亚书的七章十四节。
Isaiah 7 and 14, we read, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign.Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall, and shall call his name Emmanuel, being, meaning God with us.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
And so, those are two very common or well-known prophecies, where he would be born,How he would be born. Also, he was the fulfiller of promises concerning a prophet, because the Lord Jesus was indeed a prophet.
那这刚才讲的这两个应验的预言呢，是最为人所熟知的预言，就是关于他出生在哪里以及怎样出生的预言。那同时呢，他还应验了关于他是一个先知的预言，因为圣经里也讲到他是一个旧约里讲的他是一个先知。
Deuteronomy 18.
生命记的十八章。
Moses was known as the great deliverer of the children of Israel.
那摩西呢被众人所熟知啊，他是以色列救赎以色列的最伟大的那个人。
He led them out of slavery in Egypt.
他把他们从埃及的这个奴役状态下被救出来了。
He brought them to the Lord in the wilderness.
他把他们带到旷野神的那里。
The Lord formed them into a nation.
那神把他们建立成为一个民族。
And Moses by the Jew is considered one of the greatest of all the prophets.
那犹太人呢把摩西认为是当作呢是最伟大的先知之一。
In verse 18, God says to Moses, I will raise up for them a prophet like you.From among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him.
我们读一下《生命记》的十八章的十八和十九两节。我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知向你，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。
As a prophet, the Lord Jesus spoke the very words of God.
那作为一个先知呢，主耶稣说的都是神让他说的话。
The words and the works of the Father was what he as the prophet of God spoke.
所以他说的话呢是神让他说的话，他做的事呢也是神让他做的事，就像一个先知所做的那样。
And he also would be.Become a priest forever.
那同时呢，也预言他要成为一个永远服侍的祭司。
We read in First Samuel chapter 2 verse 35. There is a prophecy there concerning him.
我们看撒母耳记上的
First Samuel 2:35.
二章三十五节。
This was written at a time of the failure of the priesthood.
那这句经文写的时候呢，写下来的时候呢，是正好是这个祭司失败的时候。
And God pronounces judgment upon the house of Eli.
那神呢，刚刚宣布对于以利一家的审判。
But here's a prophecy. Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to.What is in my heart and in my mind, I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever.
那在三十五节里，这个是关于一个祭司的预言。他说：“我要为自己立一个忠心的祭司，他必照我的心意而行。我要为他建立坚固的家，他必永远行在我的受膏者面前。”
And when the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, He became a priest, not after Aaron's priesthood, the earthly priesthood, but after the order of Melchizedek.
当主耶稣从死里复活以后呢，他就成为了一个祭司，但不是按照亚伦的这个位分，不是一个属地的祭司，而是按照麦基洗德的位分做了一个天上的祭司。
A priesthood that would last forever.
那他这个祭司的职分呢，是永远的。
And then he also is predicted to be king.
那同时呢，旧约也预言他要做王。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
啊，撒母耳记下的第七章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
It would be the King David. Through King David.The Lord would be born of the root and the offspring of David.
那主耶稣呢，要生在大卫的家里，他要成为这个大卫的这个子孙，在他的这个血脉里出生。
Verse 12, we read, this is God's promise to David.
那在这一段里呢，是神对大卫的应许。
When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers,I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son.
我们读十二节和十三节以及十四节的上半段，你受数满足，与你列祖同睡的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必建立他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必建立他的国位直到永远，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Now that's a picture of David's kingdom and Solomon's kingdom, but that kingdom that would be set up by David through Solomon.Would be established forever. So he would be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那他这里直接的一个景象呢，讲的就是大卫的国以及他的儿子所罗门的国。但是通过这两个预表呢，是要是预言的呢，是将来主的那个永远的国。
Now also, he would fulfill the promises portrayed in the sacrifices.
那同时呢，他也要应验在这个献祭这个制度里面所描述的这个应许。
Those are what we call types and shadows.
我们管这个称为预表或者叫影子。
Just as a building or a person casts a shadow on the ground, the shadow is not the real thing, but it tells.The person watching that there is the real object. So when you see a shadow, you look for the real thing.
它就像一个建筑物或者一个人呢，他投下来的这个阴影，这个影子呢不是实体本身，但是呢，看到影子的人呢就知道一定有一个实体。
And in the Old Testament, we have all these shadows that are given to us.
那旧约里面给了我们很多这样的影子。
Foreshadowing the Lord Jesus.
就是关于主耶稣基督的预表。
We have, for example, the Passover.
举个例子，比如说逾越节。
The Passover was a feast of the Jews.
那逾越节呢，是犹太人的一个节日。
And it was the first of the feasts.
而是七个节气里的第一个。
That was instituted in the land of Egypt.
而且是在埃及地的时候呢，就设立的这个节日。
The children of Israel.Were told by Moses to take a lamb.
那摩西呢，告诉以色列人呢，要每家取一只羊。
And they were to slay that lamb.
要把这只羊杀了。
And catch the blood in a bowl.
把它的血收集起来，用一个碗收集起来。
And they were to paint that blood on the lintel above the door.
然后又要把这个羊的血呢，涂在门楣和门框上。
And down the two side posts.
门楣就是顶上，还有两边的门框上。
Then they were to go into their houses that night.
然后那天晚上呢，他们都要进到房子里面。
And not come out.
不要出来。
For at midnight, the destroying angel would come through the whole land of Egypt.
因为那天晚上灭命的天使要巡行整个埃及地。
And the destroying angel would inspect each house.
然后这面面的天使呢，要看每一家。
And if there wasn't the blood on the lintel and the doorposts, the destroying angel would go in, and the firstborn of every family.
如果谁家的门楣和门框上没有羊血的话呢，这个面面的天使就要进去，把这一家的头生的儿子杀了。
And the firstborn would die.
那就头生的儿子会死。
And so, we read that was a foreshadowing.
那这是一个影子。
Of the Lamb of God, whose blood shelters us.
它预表的就是神的羔羊，他的血要遮盖我们。
It was by faith that the head of the family would put the blood on the door and go in. You couldn't see the blood.The blood was on the outside.
那凭着信心啊，这一家之主要把这个羊血涂在外面的门楣和门框上，然后他们进去以后，在屋子里呢是看不见这个血的，因为这个血在外面。
And those that were in the house, they could rest in faith.
那在房间里的人呢，他们是在信心里安息的。
They didn't have to worry about this, about the avenging angel.
他们不用担心这个复仇的天使。
Now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们翻到哥林多前书的五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 15.
十五节。没有十。
Wait, sorry. 1 Corinthians 5, 7.
五章七节。
Therefore, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
When God sees the blood of the Lord Jesus, the judgment is passed for those that by faith have entered in.
所以当神看了耶稣的血了以后呢，那这些凭着信心进到耶稣里面去的人呢，他们的罪呢就被遮盖了，就被赦免。
Have you put the blood on the door?
你有没有把血涂在你家的门上呢？
Have you trusted the sacrifice that was made for you because judgment is yours if not.
你有没有接受耶稣为你所献的这个祭呢？
And those that trust the Lord Jesus, God's judgment will pass over because the blood is on the door of your heart.
因为本来你是配得审判的，但是如果你相信耶稣基督的话呢，你的这个审判呢就过去了。
So there's a picture of the Lord Jesus there, his work on the cross. It's a shadow, a foreshadowing of his work.
所以呢，逾越节呢，就是一个主耶稣基督在十字架上所做的工的一个影子，或者说一个预表。
Now, in the Old Testament, we also have some appearances of God.
那在旧约的时候呢，我们还看到了神的显现。
Usually like an angel or a messenger.
通常呢，提到的是天使或者说神的使者。
The scholars they call them theophanies, God revealed.
那圣经学者呢把这称为神的显现。
And so we get some examples of this, of the angel of Jehovah.
我们有一些这个耶和华的使者显现的这样的例子。
Genesis chapter 22.
我们看创世纪的二十二章。
Where Abraham is told to offer his son Isaac on an altar.
那在这里呢，神让亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒呢献在祭坛上。
Abraham obeys.
然后亚伯拉罕顺服了。
He obeys and he is about to, he's put his son Isaac on the altar. He's built an altar, he's put the wood on there. He binds his son and he puts him on the altar.
那他建了一个坛，然后在坛上放上木柴和火，然后他放上木柴，然后他把这个以撒呢绑起来放在这个祭坛上。
And he takes the sacrificial knife and he puts it onto the neck of his son.
然后他把这个杀祭物的这个刀啊放在了他儿子以撒的脖子上。
And he's about to strike the very life source of that son. And sacrifice him.
那他正要结束以撒的生命，要把他献上作为祭物的时候呢？
But the angel of the Lord says, the angel of God, 22, the angel of the Lord, verse 11.
我们看十一节啊，这有一个天使，耶和华的使者。
Called to Abraham from heaven.
从天上呼叫了亚伯拉罕说。
And said, Abraham, Abraham.
他说亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
He said, Here I am.
他说我在这里。
He said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him.
天使说你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。
For now I know that you fear God.And you've not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
The test was to see if Abraham truly believed God and was willing to give up everything he had to God.
那这个测试呢，是看亚伯拉罕的信心是不是真的，他愿不愿意把他一切所有的都给神。
God had given Isaac to him as a son of promise. He was 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old when Isaac was conceived.
因为以撒是神给赐给亚伯拉罕的，是他的应许之子。当生以撒的时候呢，亚伯拉罕已经100岁了，撒拉也已经90岁了。
God was testing Abraham.
所以在这里神是在试验亚伯拉罕。
Now Abraham,The way he was thinking, we read in the New Testament, that he believed that the living God could resurrect Isaac from the altar.
那这个时候亚伯拉罕的想法是什么呢？我们在新约里面读到，他是那时候是相信永活的神可以使以撒从死里复活。
But God didn't allow Abraham to go that far.
但是神没有允许亚伯拉罕走那么远。
Now I know, he says.
然后他说，现在我知道了。
Now that's a picture for us.
这对我们来说也是一个图画。
That God laid his own son on the altar at Calvary's cross.
神把他自己的儿子放在了哥哥他山上的十字架这个祭坛上。
But he did not spare his son.
但是他没有留下他的儿子不给我们。
There was no voice to say, stop.Don't lay your hand on the son.
那个时候天上可没有声音说，哦，你不可在这童子身上下手，不可害他。
Instead, on the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus yielded up that life.
那在哥哥他的十字架上，主耶稣，把他的命，献给了父。
And that for you and me.
那是为了你和我的。
That's another picture, really. That's a picture, really, of Christ.As an angel of the Lord coming down and stopping Abraham from sacrificing his son.
那在这个例子里呢，其实是主耶稣基督作为耶和华的使者显现，叫停了亚伯拉罕的这个动作。
There's other types as well. Joshua, he saw an angel before he went into the land. He saw an angel there.
那还有一个例子，在约书亚记，约书亚看到了一个天使。
And it was the Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus, in angelic form, going before the armies of Israel into the land.
那这个是主耶稣基督以天使的形象显现，他要走在以色列军队之前。
Joshua merely followed the angel of the Lord and the hosts of the Lord. It was they.Who conquered the powerful might of the Canaanites?
实际上约书亚仅仅是跟随了这个万军之主啊，跟随了这个耶和华的使者，是他来战胜了整个的，征服了整个迦南之地。
Now there's other types too. There's the type of the brass serpent. Remember the in Numbers chapter 20.
还有其他的预表啊，比如说民数记二十章里面那个铜蛇。
Well, let's go to John chapter 3, verse 14.
好，我们翻到约翰福音的三章十四节。
John 3. Verse 14.
十四节。
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
我们从十四节读到十七节，摩西在旷野怎样举舌，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Now the story of the serpent in the wilderness, the children of Israel were complaining.
那这个旷野里这个铜蛇的故事呢，发生在那个时候，就是以色列人在抱怨。
We're no better than they are. We're complainers too often.
我们肯定很明白他们，因为我们也经常抱怨。
God had been so good to them, but they still were full of complaints.
那神对他们那么好，但是他们还是心里满了抱怨。
And so he sent fiery serpents among the people.
然后神就派火蛇进到他们中间。
And the poison of those serpents was such that the people began to die.
那这个火蛇的毒啊，如此厉害，那被蛇咬的人呢，就开始死了。
And they cried out to Moses, Moses.
然后他们就向摩西呼求。
Help us.
他说，摩西啊，救救我们。
And so God told Moses, make a brass serpent.
然后神就告诉摩西要做一个铜蛇。
That is the very picture of the thing that was biting them.
那这个铜蛇呢，就是咬他们的那个东西的形象。
Put it up on a pole.
然后要把这个铜蛇呢挂在杆子上。
And when anybody gets bitten, they need to just look at the serpent and they'd be immediately healed.
任何被蛇咬的人呢，只要抬头看一眼铜蛇呢，他们立刻就被治好了。
And so here we read that the Lord Jesus is a type of the Lord Jesus.
那这个铜蛇呢，就是主耶稣基督的一个预表。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
这里面说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
So Jesus was lifted up on the cross.
那耶稣呢，也怎样被举在十字架上。
And the very image of the thing that bit them, the poison of the serpent, that's like sin.He was made sin for us. And when we look at him who was made sin for me because of my sin.
那耶稣在十字架上呢，替我们成为了罪。罪呢，就是那个像蛇一样咬了我们，使我们致死的那个东西。现在耶稣替我们在十字架上成为了罪。
And the moment you believe, you're saved.
那你相信的那一刻呢，你就得救了。
Sin is gone. The poison has been released.
那罪就没了，你这个毒呢就解了。
He bore our sins in his own body on the tree.
他在十字架上用他的身体承担了我们的罪。
Now we have actually had a lot tonight to, I think, going through.
我们今天晚上其实已经讲了很多的内容。
And I don't think I can do it justice if in this next section about him coming as a man on earth.
我觉得我们剩下的时间呢，应该不够讲他就是道成肉身来到世间这个。
So I'd like to stop our study here now and see if there's any questions.
那我们可以把这个讲课呢停在这里，看看有没有问题。
Some questions that might arise from our view of the Lord Jesus.
我们刚才讲了关于主耶稣基督这么多的内容，可能你们心里就会有一些问题。
It's a big subject, the person of the Lord Jesus.
关于主耶稣基督这个人呢，他的位格是一个很大的话题。
The more I read the Old Testament, the more pictures I see.
我阅读旧约，我就能够从旧约里面看到越多的这个主耶稣基督的预表。
When I was a young Christian, I read the Old Testament, and there was a few outstanding scriptures that I understood.
当我是个年轻的基督徒的时候呢，我读旧约的时候，只有很少几个地方我能明白的。
It was But all the rest, much of the Old Testament was like a smoky landscape, like our summer days were when the wildfire smoke blotted out the North Shore mountains, so we couldn't see them.
那对我来说，其他的这个旧约的经文呢，就像被烟雾笼罩的这个景象一样，就像我们夏天有山火的时候，那个北边的这个山呢，都被烟雾遮住，看不清楚，模模糊糊一样。
I could see things close up.
我只能看到眼前的这点。
But not far away.
但是远处的就不行。
But now I'm beginning to see a little more and a little more.Of Jesus in the Old Testament.
但是现在呢，我可以在旧约里面看到越来越多的主耶稣了。
Understanding more deeply his love for me.
也越深的明白了他对我的爱。
His love for all mankind.
以及他对全人类的爱。
And so I would encourage you as you read the Old Testament.
所以我要鼓励大家，当你读旧约的时候。
As you study it and meditate upon the Old Testament.
当你研读的时候，当你默想旧约的经文的时候。
And then as you read the New Testament, it throws light back on the Old Testament.
然后这个新约的经文呢，就会照亮这个旧约的经文。
Pay close attention to the quotations in the New Testament.That are the quotations from the Old Testament that are in the New Testament.
要特别的注意在新约里面引用的旧约的经文。
And you will find a rich harvest of golden nuggets.
那你一定会在这里面找到很多的这个金子啊，就有很巨大的这个收获。
We'll never ever exhaust.The scriptures in our lifetime.
我们一生啊，读圣经永远也读不到头。
2,000 years, men have studied the New Testament and the Old Testament.
那人类呢，已经花了2000年的时间呢，来研读新约和旧约。
And the most brilliant and most godly men will still say they're only scratching the surface.
那即使这个最伟大的属神的人啊，他们也只能说他们只是。得到了一点皮毛。
We're going to, in heaven, we're going to revisit these stories.
我们到天上去的时候呢，我们还会再重新看这些故事。
We're going to look at, again, at the prophecies and the histories of the people and the nations that are involved.
那我们会重新去读啊，这些跟这些民族有关的这个预言啊，和历史。
And,We're going to prove what the Lord Jesus said, that forever my words are settled in heaven.
我们那时候会证明主说的这句话，他说我的话语永远安定在天。
And when our understanding is opened up, God will reveal the marvels of his communication to us.
那个时候我们的心窍会被打开，我们会惊奇于这个神要告诉我们的东西。
So may the Lord bless. And next week we'll continue in the study of the person of the Lord Jesus. We'll look at him as his coming into the world as a man, the mysterious incarnation of the Son of God.
那下周呢，我们继续这节课，这个第二课就是学习关于主耶稣基督的这个位格。我们要讲这个他道成肉身来到人间，这是最奥秘的一件事情啊。
God was manifest in the flesh.
就是神取了肉身显现。
So we'll take a look at that. We'll look at his life here, the temptation and the transfiguration, his miracles and his teachings, and then we'll look at his death, burial, resurrection, and his ascension and his coming again. We'll look at.
我们会看他的生命生活，他的接受试探，他行的神迹他的这个变相，然后他的死、埋葬、复活等等这一切。
And if it takes us 2 weeks to finish all this, then we'll just continue on because it's a beautiful subject.
可能要花2个礼拜来讲完这个话题，因为这是一个非常美丽的也好很大的话题。
So if there's no questions, I'll ask, yes, Ruth.
所以在犹太人的观念里面，神是独一的。他这么说，他们认为这是亵渎，我感觉是就是顺理成章的，他一定会这么理解。
嗯，
那当然，主耶稣也在给他们解释。可是如果我们设想我们当时是犹太人的话，我们也会觉得他就是在亵渎，因为他们那个时候他们没办法理解独一的神，然后又有三位一体。
Okay. Okay, you just mentioned before the Jews, the prophet, the lawyers and the scribes, and Jesus said he is the son of God, and the Jews understood that he is claiming that he is God himself.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, for the Jews, they know that God is the only one. They don't get the concept of Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ruth said it's understandable that they think Lord Jesus is blasphemy, mm-hmm. the God. So if we were Jews at that time, maybe we thought the same way as them did.
Mm-hmm.
So. Why we should blame them?
Why we should blame them? That's a good question, Ruth. And I would refer that maybe to next week. So it might take a little time, but it's a very very good question.
这是一个很好的问题，他可能要花点时间想一下，他下个礼拜呢再好好的解答这个问题。
What was the Jewish expectation or understanding of who God was?
就是这涉及到犹太人关于他们的期待是什么？就是神是什么样的？神是谁？这个期待是什么？
That's what your question is.
对，其实这就是你问题的核心，就是他们是怎么理解神的
？Now there are clues that are given to us, right on the first page of the Bible.
但实际上这个线索呢，就是从圣经的第一页里就给了我们了。
And that is, God said, "Let us make man in our image."
因为在那里说，神说让我们来按照我们的形象和样式来造人。
And so, they understood that God was something more than unity.
其实他们是某种程度上明白的，就是神是不是单一的，他其实是有这个概念的。
Yeah. We'll look at that. We'll look at that next week.
我们下周再仔细看。
Thank you for that question.
谢谢你这个问题。
他说，为什么犹太人说我是唯一的？
And Linda said, Didn't God say to the Jews, "I'm the only God"? I'm the only God.
Yes, in Deuteronomy,
对
he said, "Hear, O Israel." Deuteronomy 6.
Only me is God.
Huh?
I'm the only God.
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
Yeah. Hear, O Israel. God is one. He says.
We are the only God.
Yeah, God didn't say that we are the only God.
We believe in one God, but in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll look at that next week. Good question. Thank you.
在那个生命记里面，神也的确向以色列人说呢，我是独，只有我是神，我是独一的神。那琳达的问题说，他为什么神没有说我们是神？但是Eric 说，我们相信独一的神，但是同时我们也相信神是三位一体的。
Well, I'm going to ask Mr. Summers, would you just ask God's blessing upon us now as we part this evening?
好，我们请海尔长老给我们做结束的祷告。
Thank you.
Let's have a word of prayer then.
好，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you.For revealing the Lord Jesus Christ to us.
主啊，感谢你把主耶稣基督显明给我们看。
We're thankful that though he was a man, he is so much more than a man. We just find it a little difficult to understand who he was.
那虽然他是一个人，但他就远远不只是一个人。我们觉得这真的挺难理解的。
You've told us so many wonderful things in Scripture. We've studied many of them this evening. We thank you for the revelation of each one of these truths.
主啊，你在圣经里告诉我们这么多的道理，今天晚上我们也谈到了很多的道理，我们谢谢你把这些真理启示给我们。
But it's true, Lord, that there is much about the Godhead, and therefore much about the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是
we certainly don't fully understand.
但是我们承认还有很多关于神的本位三位一体的神以及主耶稣基督，有很多关于他们我们不明白的东西。
So Lord, a couple of implications flow from this. We pray that you will help us understand. Thank you for tonight.Bless us as we come next week and learn again. We want to learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，也求你帮助我们能够理解，也求你把我们下一周再带来，然后让我们能够明白更多，学到更多。
But we also want to thank you for the fact that there is so much more about the Lord Jesus Christ than we have to learn, that we won't understand it in a week or two of study.
所以我们要感谢您，关于主耶稣基督有太多的东西要学习，不是一两个星期能够学完的。
We're thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ said, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, that is God the Father, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent."
那主耶稣基督说，认识独一的真神以及你所差的耶稣基督就是永生。
And so, Lord, that means that we're going to spend the rest of eternity trying to learn more about Jesus. And every day we will learn more. And we'll just keep on saying, marvelous, wonderful, hallelujah. What a glorious God we've got in the form of Jesus Christ.
这就意味着我们要用永恒来学习关于主耶稣基督的。我们有这样一个神是多么的奇妙啊。我们感谢你。
So we thank you for tonight.We pray the blessing of God upon each of us. We pray for those who joined us on Zoom. We pray for the youth downstairs. That the blessing of God will be upon us all for having been in your presence this evening.
主，我们为今天晚上感谢你，求你祝福我们，也包括Zoom 上的弟兄姐妹以及在楼下的这些年轻的孩子们。
And we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thanks, Brother Eric.